Thanks for hanging in there, everybody. And of course, we always like to have you guys check us out on The Valley Outdoors. And where else, Ava?
Facebook as well.
Like us, please. As always, like us, please. Check it out. Lots of cool stuff on the website and interactive links to whatever activity you want in whatever state you want to venture off to. So, speaking of venturing off to, I've got to venture off with this next gentleman for many adventures and a lot of fun in a boat, for sure, with Ron Shera, good friend. And Ron, you've been around a lot. You've been doing some fishing. You've been doing a little bit of everything. How's things in your nape of the woods?
Well, that's a big question.
Hey, that's all I do is ask big questions. That's my role.
I mean,
big questions.
We could go different ways than with that question, but well, I didn't go deer hunting this year because all my daughters and grandson bring all the venison home, so that takes care of that. Had a nice late fall crappie fishing trip up at Osakis, and in the meantime, Eric, I'm president of an organization called NinFish, and that's been keeping us pretty busy too for as we get into the close to the legislative session.
You know, Ron, one of the things that you look at people that talk about politics, and especially in the outdoors, most of us have been feeling like you have no voice, people don't listen, the whatever state you're in, whether it's the Department of Natural Resources, if that's your terminology, or whatever your state outdoor governance is, people feel like they have no voice, and it's really kind of frustrating. It's been frustrating over the past years, but that's kind of what NinFish is able to do. Am I right?
Well, yeah. Eric, I like to put it this way. One reason NinFish has been successful is we play the game that you got to play over there in St. Paul, and that is you got to hire some lobbyists or spend some time over there yourself. You have to call on legislators and explain to them what you're trying to do, have some bills introduced, explain to other legislators what those bills are and why you put them in there and hope that they'll pass them. And the thing I tell a lot of anglers, Eric, is, I'm as guilty and so are you. When fishermen get together, we'd rather sit around and talk about what's your favorite jig color to use to catch a walleye, blah 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 blah, and we don't pay much attention to what's going on in St. Paul, and because we don't, we're getting screwed over there. We don't even know it, and that's what's been going on for years. And to bring proof to that, two ways. The legislature hasn't appropriated any money, $0, to fish management in the state for over a decade. And I'm not talking about fishing license increases. I'm talking about using general revenue, your tax money, to help fishing in this state, fish management. They've done nothing. And you say, well, why is that? They don't listen to me. That's because you don't speak loud enough. You don't speak the right way.
So exactly.
Yep.
Well, and Ron, I have to tell you, some of the people may know this. For the fishing opener, I had the opportunity to speak to Tim Walls and Strawman. And I brought up Strawman. I brought it up, and she's the head of the DNR fisheries and that side of the fence. And she was talking about, limits and, keeping limits the same, being able to have that. And I said, well, how, really it's important you guys are able to manage fisheries. Oh, absolutely. And I said, and really have an understanding of the fishery itself, because there are various fisheries that need, different help and whatever. Oh, and then she got caught because they want to blanket a four fish limit across the state of Minnesota. And it's exactly what you're saying. They're not spending any time. They're not spending any effort at all in developing the fisheries that we have and managing them correctly. It's absolutely ridiculous, and I saw firsthand. I'm not joking, Ron. It was appalling to me, and I asked a question the right way so that she gave the opinion and wasn't going to pander to what she thought I was thinking. And I know Ava, we were sitting there looking at it, and we're kind of like, oh, that's how that's going. You remember that conversation we had with Stroman? It was like, what? This makes no sense.
But here's the backstory, Eric. Our DNR fishery management program has 30% fewer employees than it had 10 years ago and less money than it had 10 years ago. So in the meantime, what we anglers like to say is we want more fish management, and not realizing that you can't have more when you don't have the people to do it.
Exactly.
I was in a meeting a few months ago. That's one thing that MinFish has been able to do. Because we got $98 million to help fix up our fish hatcheries and boat accesses, and DNR tried to do that for years with no success, because we were successful using lobbyists. When we want a meeting, we get it. And so, but at the meeting, they stood up and said they're going to have fish regions, you know, regional offices. They said, we're going to do 2 creel surveys per region this year.
Oh.
Two per region. I go, hell, that means it'd take you 50 years to get around to all the lakes. And the reason they can only do 2, well, it is ridiculous, but they don't have any people to do it anymore. They don't have them. So, I mean, that's the data. That's the facts. And the reason they don't, here's another one, Eric. You got to hear this. So I didn't hear it firsthand, but one of our lobbyists told us. So they go around, they get 15 minutes with every legislator, and they're talking about money for fish hatcheries. So they go into this one St. Paul legislator's office and tell them, hey, we'd like to have you support more money to fix up our fish hatcheries, blah, 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 blah. Most of them are, you know, need a lot of work. And the legislator looks puzzled and says, what is a fish hatchery?
Oh, no.
So, well, yeah, here's the lesson, Eric. You and I, we talk, we think everybody knows fish lingo. They don't. And if you surveyed the legislators of how many of you fish, you'd find that over the years, fewer and fewer and fewer of them fish.
You know, but Ron, here's the sad part that goes along with that. Consider the state and the economic impact fishing has on the state of Minnesota, whether it's a production of a let's say it's clam. Clam manufactures products in the state of Minnesota. Then you look to the secondary. You look at the dealerships that sell tackle, bait. You look at boats that are being sold. You look at all the things that are adding up and are part of the fishing industry and the economic impact. Would you not think? Would you not? Of course, let me not ask that question. Would it not be apparent that would be a really big thing to know because your constituents fish in Minnesota? I mean, does that make sense?
Of course it makes sense. Fishing is a $4.4 billion economic engine in the state. You would think our legislators would know about that. They don't. They don't. Also don't know the impact of hunting. They might know the impact of the Vikings, but they don't know the impact of fishing. And one reason for that is we've been sitting on our hands. That's the lesson here. So if you want them to know, you have to. I mean, you know, Governor Walz, he heard my. He came. DNR Commissioner Stroman brought him to one of our MinFish meetings, so I got to introduce him. But before I introduced him, I was talking about the fish, the $4.4 billion. And the legislature were not investing in that. He heard that message and he said, you're absolutely right. If we're going to have maintain our fishing, we have to invest in it. And then in his budget, he helped us get that $98 million, or we never would have probably got it. But so that you got, it's just a matter of, we can't sit on our thumbs anymore, Eric.
No. Well, it takes a group effort. Number one, MinFish, you guys have been doing this for a while, Ron. You and I have talked about this forever. I love contributing to MinFish and just did a guided trip for a guy that donated money to have a raffle off or an auction piece that was for a fishing trip. And you guys are, it's amazing what you guys are able to do, but it needs to also go to your particular area. Whatever politician that you have in proximity to you, and talk about what you want in your area, and make sure you just raise your voice on the fishing side of it, because fishing is something you will do, and we all do, and we love it, and it is changing, and we need to have the money to understand why, how, and what we need to do to increase or maintain the quality of the fishing that we have and improve it. As a matter of fact, is another piece of the puzzle. So it's frustrating, and I'm glad you guys are taking the baton, I guess is the best way to put it, and carrying it to the finish line. So
all fishermen can get involved, and I'm encouraging them to you could join MNFISH. You can go to our website mn-fish.com. And Eric, we forgot to mention, underway right now, we have a big fundraiser. The world's greatest ice fishing online auctions going on right now. And lots of neat things there that people can bid on, open bidding, and it's get all that information at our website, mn-fish.com.
Yeah, and remember, you could sign up to be a member of MNFISH. It supports the efforts that they are going through, as well as the auction does that as well. It's such a absolutely cool thing. I've got to tell you, it is worth every penny. You guys, the money goes right where it's supposed to, and it does support what we're talking about in the fishing side of it. And speaking of fishing, Ron, we'll come back to highlight the auction one more time before we separate. We got about 5 minutes. We've got time to chit-chat. The state of Minnesota was looking at going across the board with a 4-fish limit. And
yes.
So you had one, the Walleye Alliance, they're all excited about this 4-fish limit. It's the greatest thing ever. And so I started looking into this, Ron. Do you know how many, the percentage of anglers that go out and are able to get even a half a limit in a day?
Very few.
Very few. Very few. And when you look at the decreasing the 4-fish, and I read something, a comment that you made, and this is one of the things I headed off at the top of the show, kind of set the table with it. We look at setting limits, and limits are, in a way, self-fulfilling in what it's doing to participation. And I think you probably agree with me on that. When you're looking at decreasing participation in hunting, decreasing participation in fishing, it all has to do a lot with what is the optic that we put out there, and how are we best to change that optic? And I think the optic piece is you're decreasing the limits when people aren't even getting 6 fish. It's not happening. It's not.
Yeah, I know. So, well, it's interesting. You know, the 6-fish walleye limit is like 70 years old, I
absolutely
think. Absolutely. And it had no biological foundation. It was just a number they picked. Before that, it was 10, I believe.
Yep.
10 walleye. Some people thought, well, that's too many. Maybe they sensed that the walleye, it was harder to get 10. So they said, we're maybe taking too many, so let's make it 6. And so now DNR has played with this 4 walleye thing for some time. It was the legislator from Brainerd that was pushing it. She retired and didn't go anywhere. And now suddenly DNR says, hey, we're going to try going with a 4-fish limit. Again, there's no biology behind that.
No.
And for DNR to do it, now they have to hold hearings around the state, and they have to prove that they're doing it because of some biological information, which they don't have any.
No.
So I don't know where this is going. One thing it does is tells a lot of people, oh, it used to be 6, now it's 4, so Minnesota walleye fishing is probably getting worse, which is not true.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's not.
And so, on the other side, though, there are some lakes that when they get hot, and you know how word can spread, Eric.
Oh,
when
yeah.
When a bite gets hot, then the word spreads through social media, and the next thing you know, you got, instead of 5 boats there, you have 500 boats there. yanking out walleyes, and there maybe a four walleye limit might be a good thing. But
I don't know. If you look at the aggregates and the optic, again, I'll come back to it. The optic is that that's the case, and people are like, ah, you know, four fish, it's not really worth the trip. I'll go to North Dakota, or I'll go to wherever. And it happened with us this year. We had a resort that canceled the reservations. We didn't know it, up at Lake of the Woods, and we ended up going to North Dakota. And we were going to go to Mille Lacs, but one fish, that's it, or no fish. And we like to have a group to eat. Doesn't work. So
yeah, although some people will say, well, Canada's limits for non-residents or for Americans is even worse.
Oh, yeah.
Yet we clamor to go to Canada. So
trophy fishing,
knows?
You know, that's part of it. But so let's get back to real quick, Ron. MinFish, you can sign up. You can be a member of MinFish, support the total actions you guys have going on. And, of course, check out what is the actual title to the auction?
Well, it's the world's greatest.
I mean, world's greatest. It doesn't get any better than that. I love it.
World's greatest ice fishing online auction. And go to mn-fish.com and start bidding. Merrick, you got more money than you need anyway, so you should start bidding.
Hey, I provide the trips. I'll do that. I have no problem with that. And the people that enjoy them and spend time with them, I really enjoy time with them as well. And you guys are doing a great job, Ron. I got to tell you. I appreciate
it. I got quite a board of directors, 19 board of directors, and everybody's chips in. So there you go.
You guys are all pulling the same direction, Ron. Well, we certainly appreciate you taking the time. Ron, thank you again. We'll have you on again. As always, I hope you enjoy, and we will be talking with you soon.
Thanks, Eric. Thanks
you
for
bet.
Having me.
You bet. Bye-bye. Well, you guys, Ron Shera, great guy and a good friend. Lots of time spent in the boat with him. Actually got the opportunity, believe it or not, to show him how to hold up a walleye for a photograph. It was the best part ever. Well, tell you what, this is the wrap up of the show. Hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. Hope you have a good outdoor time this weekend and enjoy. For the Valley Outdoors, I'm Eric and Ava. We are out.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio, brought to you by Vexus Boats, building dreams with an unequaled passion for excellence. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.